The University of Ghana has decided to exempt students and taxi drivers who use the university's roads from the controversial road tolls. At a news conference held by the Students' Representative Council today, the students said in spite of these decisions, the SRC has not ruled out their planned demonstration as the toll will still affect the general public. Nuruddin Fozan is a member of the General Assembly of the University of Ghana SRC.
The issue is actually very complex. Commercial vehicles are tolled, two cities. Then those that carry goods and all of that, so the big for tolls, three cities. And then the taxis are taxed, one city. SRC roundly opposed that these charges towards this category of vehicles. So they wrote several letters to the university authority. They have now agreed that students should be exempted. And, you know, we have some taxis that are stationed just outside the campus, which we call the university station cars. Those ones too are actually exempted. You know, initially, the charges had moved from one city to one city, 50 pesos. But now they have agreed that the charges should not come down to one city. But the SRC is saying that they still have an interest to fight for the public as well. Who originally planned to embark on a series of demonstrations, which they have not backed out yet. We still will be having meetings where we'll be deciding the fate of those demonstrations.
You are saying that the SRC is not clearly sure whether or not it's still going to embark on the demonstration as planned due to the exemption of students from these tolls.
Well, there was a meeting yesterday that the SRC was called to sit with the university management. At the moment, we have not ruled out as an SRC demonstrations we have planned. That is because we still have one of our grievances which have not been addressed in a manner that we want. So demonstrations are not out. We are talking about the charges to the general public, because the general public is still going to be charged.
So then you mean that until that issue is settled, then you are still going to embark on the demonstration?
Well, of course, those are what we are thinking. Until this issue is settled on, we haven't ruled out demonstrations, because we believe these roads are public goods. We are non-excludable. Yes, you cannot prevent anybody from using a public road. So we think that this demonstration is founded on morality.
And you mentioned that students have been exempted from these tolls. Now, is there a mechanism for them to differentiate between students and then the general public?
Yeah, well, there's a mechanism. I think they would be given, that is, students with private cars would definitely get these tickets, which would indicate that these are actually students.
A member of the General Assembly of the University of Ghana, SRC, Nuruddin Fozan, speaking to Radio Ghana.